is this a divided or unified locker room?
No. This is not anything. This is a unified locker room, and we're all happy to come to work today and get better.
Talk about the fraternity.
The last couple of weeks around here, from you know, losing Brandon Gibson and Pouncey and the J-Mart, you win against Cincinnati in dramatic fashion.
I learned at a very young age from Bill Giovino, my high school football coach, football is nothing but facing adversity and fighting through it and coming out on top. And that's what we're faced with, adversity, and we have to form together as a team and win football games.
It seems like everybody, when you ask them what kind of person to Richie is, they have nothing but nice things to say. But obviously, you know, these voicemails and text messages that were sent out, do you think it was more in playing and good fun and it might just went too far?
I'm not sure, because I wasn't involved in those conversations. But I've only had positive interactions with Richie.
Is all this kind of the weirdest thing you've had to go through?
Well, I mean, I'm not really going through much. We're not going through much as a team, other than just trying to win football games. So it's a situation that is obviously going to be handled by the right people, and they'll handle it.
Would you welcome Jonathan back in his locker room after all what's going on, what's transpired, considering you guys are fraternity and probably things that happen in the locker room should stay in the locker room and kind of let the cat out?
I hope everything that he is going through gets cleared up, and you know he's able to continue his career. That people are able to continue their careers the way they want to, and everything's cleared up. I hope the best for everybody.
What is your thoughts on hazing? You know, it was something that you had to go through, and other rookies have gone through, and it'll go on.
Nah, see, the thing is that you know there really wasn't any hazing going on with me or anybody else that really came through this. It was kind of just. I remember when I was a rookie, I paid respect to the people that taught me a lot of things about the game, and I just hope that you know it can continue in terms of young players learning a lot from older players, and whatever gratitude they want to show as a rookie, they can show, and I just hope that I'm able to still give insight to younger players.
Jared, there also was a question, aside from the Martin Incognito thing, also a question came up of whether the veterans on the team were taking advantage of the rookies, not just buying dinner, as maybe happens on any NFL team,
mm-hmm.
but doing it to an extreme level and taking advantage of that situation. Is there anything to that here?
I don't believe so. I'm not sure when that would be happening. Can you point out an instance? Or
I think it probably is tracing back maybe to training camp time.
I was unaware of anything of anybody being taken advantage of, because I wasn't involved and I didn't see any of that happening. All I saw were teammates coming together closer and becoming a team, and that's what I saw happen so far this season.
Does it ever get to the point where just maybe two players have an issue with each other? I mean, can that happen in a locker room?
That can happen in any locker room where people have issues. I could have an issue with a guy on the way home driving because somebody cut me off. I mean, I could have an issue every day of my life, anytime. It's all about how you handle it. But there was I didn't see any apparent issues with anybody on our team having a problem with anybody. So I came to work every day, and as everybody else did. And I don't know.
Did you notice any bullying? I mean, like even in the team's program, it said where Richie was saying who's the easiest teammate to scare, and he said Jonathan in there. It's just, so did you see any sort of bullying at all from Richie to Jonathan?
You know, anything that deals with J-Mart and Richie, I'm going to let those things sort it out, because you know obviously the right people are going to take care of it. And I'm sure, as we all know, the NFL will find out whatever they need to find out.
Are you upset that it's gotten to this point? The two starters are gone. You're right in the middle. You're a big win. You're 4-4, and now all this crap going on.
It's unfortunate, but it's not. No, I'm not angered by it. It's something that you know you learn as a like I said before, as a young man and a young football player, that it's all about facing adversity, and right now we're facing some. And I think the kind of group that we have and the type of players that we have and the type of people that we have, it's only going to make us stronger. We'll form a stronger bond from all this and keep moving forward.
How would you describe Richie's personality?
The interactions that I've had with Richie, he's been nothing but a fun-loving guy to me and to the people that have been around me, and hardworking, and would stand up and fight for anybody on this team.
What about Jonathan Martin? What would you say about him?
What would I say about J-Mart?
Yeah.
Great guy. Fight for anybody on this team. Was a hardworking guy. Came to work every day and did his job and was a great teammate to me.
Could you guys welcome back a guy like that?